latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters, and there he is, everybody's favorite cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
One day closer, man, to what looks like on paper be the best damn weekend of SEC football I think I've ever seen, Shane.
Oh, Mike, I don't know about you, but it feels like this week is just completely dragging. I mean, it is taking forever to get to Saturday, Mike. I got up this morning thinking it was Friday there for a minute, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got two more of these days to go to. So, yeah, we're getting there. We are getting there, and hopefully this mailbag show will get you closer to some of that football action, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, shout out our guy Steven Up.
Yeah.
He changed his profile pic.
Yeah.
He's got Bear Bryant, him meeting Bear Bryant. He said awesome. He'd get it for this week. Because he hates Georgia, and Bama's going to get it done. So shout out Steven Up. I just thought that was pretty awesome. I also think it's awesome, Shane, that we are sponsored by MyBookie this football season. Come on now. Head on over. MyBookie, MyBookie.ag is a website. Put in that promo code SEC over at MyBookie, and they'll hook you up with a one-time offer here for your initial deposit, up to $500. Wager free. You put in whatever you want to deposit. I think it's as low as $20, all the way up to $500. You put in that promo code SEC, and your first wager's covered. That means if you win it, buddy, just take that cash home and see you later. You know what? But if you lose it, they're going to give you that money right back so you can stay in the action over at MyBookie. And once you have that money in your hand, Shane, you go on over Tennessee Legend.
Come on.
Damn fine Tennessee whiskey. You know what?
Absolutely. Going to break out the peanut butter cup this week, Mike. Looking forward to that. And if you guys
done that yet?
Nah, I can't hold off.
You did the peach.
I know. I'm waiting for everybody to leave. Like, there's less people over here. We're going to open it up, you know?
Okay. You don't want to share.
Yeah, that's it. Sharon's not caring in this house, you know? But, hey, I'll say this. If you get over there to those Sevierville locations, let them know the cousins sent you. Not only going to get a discount, but you will get a free gift. Same thing with the Nashville location. And we got a lot of cousins saying, hey, we finally got it in our stores. I saw JP had it down there in Tulsa. He is this week's Tennessee legend. So if you do get it in your stores, be sure to take a picture and send it to that SEC podcast at gmail.com or DM me, and you can be next week's Tennessee legend.
Yeah. Shane, they're telling me to turn it up. They're telling me to turn it down.
Yeah, yours is low.
Okay. Well, I've been messing with this damn thing, and we had it right forever.
Yeah, sounds better.
And now I decided to mess it all up again.
There you go.
Should be better now.
Yeah, me. Yeah, because I had you turned up. I thought maybe it was me. Yeah, there you go.
That one. Okay. All right, sorry for the delay. We're literally doing this on the live. You know,
first week on the show. You know, first week.
I don't know how we get anybody to watch this. We don't know what the hell we're doing. But you know who does, Shane?
Who's that?
When showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa, it's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out, Steven Up. Good luck to your Bammers this weekend after donating. And shout out, Shane, to cousin Jason Bullington. Jason, welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of Steven Up.
Big Vol fan, Jason is. I don't know. I'm just making it up. He sounds like a good Vol fan, though. I love the fact that Alabama gave it to him.
Hey, shout out Tennessee Legend. Cousin Shane, if you like sugar-free Coke or Pepsi, that'd be one way to mix up a peanut butter.
I got Diet Coke. I wonder how that goes. I don't know, man. I thought about just doing this solo, but, you know, hey, we'll mix it up. We'll see what happens. That's the best thing about Tennessee Legend. You just keep trying until you perfect it.
Yeah, and I think I'm finally going to take my ass up to the Nashville one. My dad's coming into town on Friday. Yeah. We're planning on hitting up Tennessee Legend on Friday. So
hell yeah. Come on now.
Just like Cousin Lou, hook 'em, he says. Shout out Cousin Lou, gifted a membership, Shane. Sam Sharrock. Sam,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy Cousin Lou.
Yeah, he's on here to see what we got to say about John Matier's surgery. How did Dr. Lynn do?
No, we are here, Shade, for SEC Mailbag. That's what we're here for, and that's what we shall deliver. You ready to answer some questions?
Let's do it. Let's do it. And cousins, if you got any questions, send a donation. We'll be sure to answer those as well.
Yeah, we got a bunch on the damn schedule. So shout out. We got like three in a row here on the schedule, Shane. Shout out cousin Kyle Loving Good, official cousins. Always get their questions answered if they share them on the YouTubes when I ask her the day before. With a 9-game SEC schedule. Mm-hmm. And semi-permanent rivals in place. Which program do you think benefits the most from this short-term and long-term, cousin Kyle asked. So here it is. Shout out Marler for the graphic. Who benefits the most short-term, long-term with this 9-game, 3 semi-permanent rivals?
Well, I think if you ask the coaches, no one does, right? You know, playing an extra SEC matchup. But if you had to pick a team that I feel like got off easy, I'm looking at a couple. I'm looking at the Tennessee Vols and I'm looking at the Florida Gators. I feel like they're going to have a tough matchup with Alabama every year, Florida having a tough matchup with Georgia. But we have some inconsistency with the program, the other two, South Carolina and Kentucky, and the same thing with Vanderbilt and Kentucky. So I feel like the best case scenario, I feel like those two teams kind of hit it. But ultimately, the biggest winner is the fans, Mike. It is you and I and everybody that's in here that gets to watch one extra competitive game, not a cupcake, not an ETSU, not a UTEP. No, it's going to be another SEC team. And the best part is we don't have to wait 25 years for two teams to play each other. We're going to get to play each team every other year at least. So I think the biggest winner here, again, is the fans ultimately.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I've been saying this. People are just like blocking their ears or whatever. I don't know. But I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters who your three are.
Yeah.
You could, I mean, everyone's looked at it. They said, oh, God, Tennessee won this, right? Because they got Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Well, and then you turn around and you got to go, you play Auburn, LSU, Texas, at South Carolina, at Arkansas, at A&M. And then how about the next year, Shane? At Oklahoma, at Missouri, at Georgia, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, any way you slice this, if your three are easier, that means your six are harder. If your three are harder, that means your six are easier. So yeah. I think this is as balanced as it's ever gotten. I don't think there are any winners. I just think it's a damn gauntlet. We'll never have another. This is the last time we get to, last year we get to do this, so I'm just going to do it every damn show, Shane.
Yeah.
We'll never have another Missouri bullshit schedule. If they make the playoff, it's because of this damn schedule. I'm just kidding, but I do like to say that because you get so upset. Same thing with Ole Miss.
Yep.
Same thing with Tennessee. I mean, we ain't going to do these anymore, Shane, because we got 9 games, and they're more dispersed. And hell, throw Texas into that mix. They got a damn cakewalk, too, compared to a lot of these other teams. But no more of that. This is the final year of that, and I think that's great.
Well, and another thing, Mike, is I hear a lot of people complaining about the playoffs. They're like, well, it's just not fair. You know, SEC is going to be playing better games, tougher games. It's going to be a whole bunch of shitty teams in the college football playoffs as a battered SEC program sits there at home. I'm telling you right now, we would not be at 9 games if there wasn't some sort of guarantee. If there was not some sort of an agreement on how many 3-loss teams can make it into the SEC or into the college football playoffs. I just feel like you don't make that decision unless you've got backing. And I feel like that's what Commissioner Sankey has.
Hey, shout out to Cousin Tony. He says Shane would love a cakewalk. I bet.
I haven't had one of those in a while. Just kidding. Earlier today. Every day's a birthday at my house.
All right. And then again, another one.
Yeah.
I kind of put these together so we could move on from the schedule. Shout out Commodore Malcolm. Which SEC fan base should be most disappointed with their 3 annual opponents? Anyone disappointed, Shane? I've seen a lot of Missouri. You know, they're like, why the hell are we playing A&M? We had Lane Kiffin come out here. Anybody that missed it said, I don't know what the hell we're doing playing Oklahoma. That makes no sense. So I don't think Oklahoma and Ole Miss fans are are pleased necessarily with that one.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Bama fans. Mm-hmm. You can thank Nick Saban, who ran and quit because he didn't want to play LSU every year. So I think the SEC said, oh, I guess they don't want that. I think that's one where you could kind of bicker. I've seen Tennessee, Florida.
Yeah.
You know, that's gone. Although I don't know if that's a huge rival for Florida, but I don't know.
I felt like it was the most complaining came from the newest teams to the conference, you know? So the Mizzou, the Oklahoma, the Texas, just because again, they don't have, we have to fabricate something here, you know, and some of these other teams, you know, it's good to see like Tennessee and Auburn. You could have put Auburn on there and I would have said, you know what? It's back, baby, because we used to share a rivalry, but we do have them in this rotation. But I think we would have been cool with it. But when you're looking at Oklahoma, you're like, why Ole Miss? You know, why Mizzou? I think that, trust me, here in about 3 years, you're going to hate the shit out of these three teams. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to accept that this is a rivalry now.
Yeah, oh, man, and I'm loving all this trash talk, Shane. Shout out Hank. He says, OU fans wanted Auburn for little brother reasons. Robert says, damn, misery still complaining about Ole Miss. You guys are about as bad as state fans. So, again, maybe these aren't traditional rivalries.
Yeah.
By God, we'll make them rivalries the next couple of years. You know
they what? Will. Absolutely, they will.
And then, all right, last one, and then we can move on from the schedule, hopefully. College football stat cards, what a name. What are your favorite and least favorite of these annual matchups we got now? Do you have a favorite? Do you have a least favorite? And would you change any also? I know you don't like three-tier questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of so many decisions. I really like that Mizzou, Oklahoma got on the card, even though they bitched and complained about it. I think that's going to be a perfect one. Obviously, as a Tennessee fan, you just said we don't have it easy, but give me Vanderbilt, Kentucky every year. I'm okay with that. But more importantly, I feel like they hit with LSU. The Ole Miss, the Arkansas, the A&M, I think those are the perfect three. Mm-hmm. Other than Texas, I thought those would be easy. So those are the ones that kind of stand out to me the most.
And I'm glad South Carolina didn't get screwed. Mm-hmm. Like they have the last couple of years where they don't get to play Georgia. They don't get to play Florida. Right. These are the closest schools to them. Why the world are they not playing these last 2 years? I'll never know.
Yeah.
And the fact that Florida is like in turmoil and hell they're, you know, we'll see this game, Kentucky again, coming up. I would imagine most Carolina fans are confident they can beat Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's two out of three. You got to be feeling great about it. And last I checked, Shane, South Carolina, you know, there's been some good battles there with Georgia. I know it's a little one-sided, but that's because, damn, everybody Georgia plays at Bama is one-sided. You know what?
Yeah.
And they were the last to win in Athens, so it ain't that one-sided.
Well, and again, it's not the East and West, you know, right. So you're not playing the same old, you know, I can't say Vanderbilt. I mean, great. Vanderbilt's good this year, but are they going to be in 3 years? I don't know. But let's just talk about 3 years ago, Vanderbilt. Everybody wanted them. Now nobody does. But, you know, I like the rotation. You're looking at the three, and you just hit the nail on the head. If you think those three are easy, well, let me pick six other teams in the SEC you have to play, and I guarantee you ain't going to find six cupcakes.
And then, you know, the last part of his question, any you would change? Would you put Florida, Tennessee on the board if you could? Or any other ones, really.
Personally, I'd love to see the Florida. That's going to be unusual not having them every year. You know, we were just talking about, I saw a thing on Peyton Manning, and he was talking about his favorite restaurant in Knoxville, Gus's restaurant.
Yeah.
And one of the things when they go in there, it got me thinking, I was like, man, how good was Peyton? You know, so I go back and then I look, damn, he couldn't get over Florida. You know what I'm saying? So as great as his collegiate career was, one thing he never did was get a win over the Florida Gators. And you know, that sticks in his craw, and you know, that sticks in the fans' craw. So I don't know, man. I kind of wish that one was on there. I kind of, like I said, I mentioned the South Carolina Mizzou game. That one, I wish. And the Alabama LSU, even though I argued against it because I thought it would just be too many powerhouses, it's a name of a year that you weren't looking. I mean, that game always was either the 3:30 or the night game, and Gary was a part of it, and it was a game that decided who was going to be in the SEC West 80% of the time, you know?
Wait, which one are you talking about now?
The LSU Bama.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you said you like Kentucky and Vanderbilt. You like Bama. And now you want Florida. You ever heard, I think it's the Rolling Stones, Shane? You can't always get what you want. How many you want, Shane? You can't
get
them all.
We need to go to four permanent rivalries.
You know what that is missing?
Yeah.
And maybe they've kind of braced us with us. The last 2 years hasn't been on there. I miss Auburn LSU. That's one of my favorite damn games. We haven't played it the last two.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be on and off. But at least, again, the beauty of this, every other year they're going to play. So it's not dead by any means. And one other one that maybe.
LSU Florida, maybe? That one sucks. It's not there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. But I was going to say, I know this is like a wild card. This is like old school rival. Florida, Auburn.
Mm.
There was an opportunity there. But I know Auburn. We can't give them Bama, Georgia, and then be like, well, hell, go play LSU or Florida too. You know what?
Oh, Hugh Freeze wouldn't have it. Wouldn't have it.
All right. Let's move on, Shane.
Yes.
To cousin Ezra Hookham, official cousin. Official cousins always get their questions answered, Shane. Which of these teams is most likely to make it to the SEC championship in the next 5 years? Vandy, Mississippi State, or South Carolina?
Give me Mississippi State.
They just went 2-10, Shane. Did you miss it?
I know.
Now you're trying to butter them up before this Tennessee game?
No, I'm not.
You always talk about what a power Vanderbilt could be if they got their shit together.
Yeah, but will they in 5 years? Which is more likely? Let's just say this. I like the trajectory of Mississippi State currently, right? South Carolina has just been an up and down roller coaster, and I'm not saying that it can't happen. But you also got to factor in Clemson. You got to factor in who their permanent rivals will be. And Mississippi State's got, Vanderbilt and Bama and who was the other one? LSU? No. Who's Mississippi State got? I can't remember. But it just felt like it was an easier path. Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and, oh, well, no shit, Egg Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to go Mississippi State here.
I don't know if you saw this, Shane. You may have missed it.
Mm-hmm.
In the stands, the last Vanderbilt game. Did you see who was there?
Theo?
Well, he's always there.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban. Billionaire Cuban.
Damn.
I think his daughter goes to school there. At least that's the rumor I've been told. So I'm just saying.
He wouldn't invest. Nah, I've seen Shark Tank. He would sell. He'd say, I'm not.
What if he's donating all this money to Vanderbilt? You know, he's a sports guy.
Yeah.
Used to own the Mavericks. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. More likely to go to the SEC championship. Give me Vanderbilt, baby. I think we're on the rise here. I think Clark Lee's got it going on. And I think this could be like a money ball situation where nobody sees it coming. They do things a little bit different. But if I had to go Vanderbilt, South Carolina, or Mississippi State, give me Vanderbilt.
You think they just do that 1 year, just all chips in the middle of the table? Like out of nowhere, just go all Vanderbilt.
And then Mark Cuban would sell the franchise to the Big Ten, you know?
Change the name and everything. Mike, I'm trying to pull up membership here. Bruce Wayne's big older brother, Austin. Okay, who you got? Austin has gifted a membership to who?
Jeremy Robertson. Jeremy,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy.
Big Austin. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you. Yeah. Big Ball, he's pumped up. He don't want to hear that Mississippi State talk.
All right, how about this one, Shane, from cousin Michael Riley, devoted cousin, even though his Gators are burning to the ground as we speak. Do you think it's harder to evaluate talent coming out of high school now? It seems like there's a lot of five stars not panning out across the country. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting, Shane. You look at Ahmad Hardy, went to ULM, what? How'd you miss that? I don't know, but what do you think? You think it's harder? I think it's money is kind of messing with a lot of this.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. I think it's attention, you know, that more and more due to the recruiting services, and now we got like high school games nationally televised. We got the All-Star games televised. I think it's a little bit harder to kind of rein in expectation. I think these guys get overblown. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
And I also think that, thank goodness we're removed from this, Shane, but you know, wasn't that long ago we were doing the COVID thing where it's like some guys lost a year.
Yeah.
A senior year, a junior year. Just imagine how big that is for your development in high school. I think that assisted some guys falling through the cracks, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So I do think it has been harder lately, but I don't necessarily think it's harder in general because the best teams, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, the teams, Tennessee, they build through high school more than they even do the portal.
Yeah, and to access, you know, I feel like these days you've got everybody's got a huddle video, you know, everybody has got access to, and even local schools now have the ability to understand a little bit more about how the body works. You know, we didn't know what protein was when I was in high school. That wasn't a thing. I felt like they were just looking for size and raw talent, you know, like, hey, we can develop this kid into something. Now these kids are coming out ready to play some football. And I don't think it's getting harder, but I do think the pool is getting larger to select from. And maybe that may be part of the problem there.
You know, it's not a problem, Shane.
Big Jonathan Cooper.
Welcome to the family.
Shout out, Jonathan Cooper. Welcome to the family.
My brother's Jonathan, but I call him John So Thin. That little adopted bastard. You know, he ain't part of the family. He's the skinniest one in there.
All right. How about this one, Shane, from Cousin Old Mace? He's an official cousin. He's see him in the comments now. Appreciate you, Mace. Make the case that Ole Miss rolls against LSU. Would it be more that Ole Miss is elite and Trinidad Chambliss is a Heisman candidate, or that LSU ain't very good?
I think the latter. I think that's when it boils down to is LSU's just not as good as we thought. And Ole Miss, I have seen, this is one of the things I've seen. Doesn't matter who's at quarterback. This is a football team that is constantly improving week in, week out. They're winning close games. They're winning games they're supposed to. And LSU is fighting for their damn life. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I feel like if you're looking at two different, again, it's going to be a great football game, but I'm making a case for Ole Miss. That case being Ole Miss is ready for this game and LSU isn't.
Hey, you said you didn't have protein when you were in high school?
Yeah.
I think Cameron says, were you cornbread fed?
Hell yeah. Big bone, they like to say.
Here's the case, I think, for Ole Miss winning it.
Yeah.
LSU can't run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiffin outduels old Blake Baker. And remember LSU, that I'm trying to think. Let's pull up their schedule real quick. I remember last year, what was their kryptonite, Shane? They couldn't defend a running quarterback.
Yeah.
Clemson quarterback, he can't run. DJ, he's so healthy that he's in a damn boot now.
Right.
Louisiana Tech, SLU. I mean, none of these guys are worth anything when it comes to SEC ball. So I think LSU's got a top three defense in the SEC. I'm not questioning their defense, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But this will be the first time, because I don't know if you saw this, Shane, But ESPN, On3, everybody's reporting Trinidad is going to be the starting quarterback for them Ole Miss Rebels.
Yeah.
He is a big-time threat on the ground. So can LSU handle that? Possibly, but they sure as hell couldn't last year. I know this is a different team, though, but so maybe they have struggles with that. And I think we have seen it, Shane. I've been saying it on every show. If LSU wins, this man skyrockets up to the Heisman number one, I think, leaderboard. But guess what, Shane? We have seen this man, and I think he's very good, old Garrett Nussmeyer. We have seen him in primetime, big-time matchups.
Yeah.
And we have seen him throw interception after interception after interception. So I'm not saying that's going to happen. Remember, we're making a case for Ole Miss here. But I think those are the things. Can't run the ball. Nuss is throwing picks. And they can't handle Trinidad running all around. And it's not going to expose their defense,
yeah.
But it shows like some cracks in the foundation, if that makes sense.
I love I see Gunner over here. You son of a bitch. We're trying to make a case for Ole Miss, not LSU here.
If only Gunner had asked a question about LSU, but he didn't do it.
Yeah, the tides would have turned. I would have told you they're going to implode. So,
all right, how about this one, Shane, from Cousin Terrence?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What? Second part real quick from Mace.
Yeah.
He says, is Trinidad a Heisman candidate if they beat LSU?
No. I don't think so. I think
we've had about 12 Heisman candidates, according to the Cousins. You know
I mean, truly, right now, Mike. Now that Mateer's out, I mean, who would be your top three Heisman candidates right now, just in the Southeastern Conference?
Now you're just as bad as him, Joey Aguilar, perhaps. Yeah. You know, he lost the games. I don't know. I haven't thought a lot about this. Taylen Green, I mean, they can't win either. I don't know that you could throw him in there. I ain't giving it to Gunner.
Hardy? Come on, he's got 5,000 yards rushing. Let's push him in there. Let's just push him in there.
Louisiana, I mean, who gives a shit, you know? I guess he did it to Carolina, but giving him the Heisman for being
either A&M receivers, maybe?
I don't know. It's too early.
Oklahoma punter? Jesus Christ, give me something, Mike.
It was Mateer or bust for me.
Okay, all right.
So separation Saturday will tell us. Okay. Here's a wild card that you're not even considering.
Yeah.
You could throw out 50 names. I don't think you would throw this guy's name out there.
Okay.
But he deserves to be it. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about? He's in a big game this weekend.
And
SEC
we have
quarterback.
Ty?
No more hints. You beautiful bastard. Yeah. If they go down, again, is he going to win it? I'm not saying that. I'm saying if they beat Georgia in Athens, it's going to be because this man lights their ass up like Joey Swagular did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it'll be even more impressive because it'll be on the road. And if they win, I think Ty skyrockets up there.
Mm-hmm. Matt says we need to come up with our own Heisman knockoff, the Cousin.
Not so fast, Shane. I wouldn't rush to count out my deer. Oh, that's another thing. I ain't counting them out.
Like, what if all this was fake? I mean, did we even see the hand surgery? Just saying. I'm not seeing one credible source, even though we got our man out there, boots on the ground.
because, again, I know this was not the question.
Yeah.
But what happened, and Oklahoma fans, cover your ears, you're not going to want to hear this. No John Mateer for Texas, which is, that's not official by any means, but just safe assumption. I know he's trying to get back for it. Let's say he doesn't play and they get absolutely smoked, Shane.
Yeah.
Texas beats them badly. You lose the following week, no John Mateer at South Carolina, who's maybe struggling. And people are like, man, that was a nice run. Remember that two-week run Oklahoma had? We thought they had something. Oh, well, maybe next year. And then out comes John Mateer. Whoops, Ole Miss ass, Tennessee, Bama, Missouri, and LSU. You got to give him the Heisman, don't you? If like the team crumbles without him and then he comes back and they win out and go to the playoff?
Isn't that the point of the trophy, the most valuable player? I mean, maybe it's not the MVP, but it is. I mean, if he is truly the heart and soul of the Oklahoma football team and you've got proof to show, I'm right there with you. But the problem is, you know how these voters are, man. They've already got their vote turned in. They're voting for Mateer. They don't even know his hand's broken, you know. So Mateer may win the thing just because they're lazy.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
They read an article 3 weeks ago, you know?
Hey, shout out Cousin Terrence. Shane, which head coach gets fired first? And he's got the candidates for you here. Sam Pittman, Billy Napier, or Mark Stoops?
I'm going Sam Pittman. Even though it should be Billy Napier, and I can't believe Billy hasn't got fired yet. I'm still holding out because we got a bet on this thing.
Remember the contract.
I know, but we've got some tough games ahead, and you know, you drop to like a Mississippi State right before that bye week. I think that's the perfect opportunity. They're waiting. Maybe they are waiting for that number you were talking about to get under 500. But
that's why it's going to be Billy. He didn't have a clause like that.
Yeah, but I just don't see why you would fire. Why you ain't gonna fire him now? Why would you hold on to him?
Because the buyout goes down significantly the more he loses.
No, I'm talking about Billy.
That's what I'm saying. The question is, who gets fired first? It's Billy.
Okay. I say Sam. I say
Last week
Sam.
You said Billy Napier would be fired on Sunday.
It's got but he hasn't, you know? Like, Billy should have already been fired. Now that he has, and I'm like, well, damn, he can get past that one.
And then because he's got a second parter.
Yeah.
Any of these guys make it to next year? Napier, Pittman, Stoops.
Stoops. Money. Stoops coming back.
Shane, call me crazy. I know they're completely out.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a bad example because they're out again, but they were all out on Napier last year.
Yeah.
His ass back and rallied the troops. Call me crazy. Arkansas could be 4-0 right now.
Yeah.
If they turn around and beat Notre Dame, I'm not saying it saves his job, but I don't know why we're in a rush to run. Like, let's let this play out. What if they go 8-4, Shane? Are we firing Sam Pittman?
No. How can you with this schedule?
So why are we trying to run his ass off
today? And you shouldn't be. But you hear, I mean, there's so many people out there right now, especially in the Arkansas camp, that are just absolutely fed up. But I'm right there with you, Mike. Do you think that's the number? 8 wins? Well, so 6 more wins, you bring Sam back?
I think even at 7-5, I'd bring him back.
I don't know about that, but I think 8's the number.
This is one of the toughest schedules in the country.
Yeah, I think they're all tough if you really look at them, you know?
That'd only be 3 more losses.
Marquee games. If you can beat like a Tennessee, a Texas, an LSU on the road, I mean, that saves you. That erases one of those losses, one of those ugly losses you had early in the season. But he's got some makeup to do. He's behind the eight ball because of, you know, the last 2 seasons. But, yeah, you got me convinced. If Sam can win 8, I'm bringing him back. I'm bringing him back.
If he wins every home game,
yeah,
he'd go 7-5. I'd bring him back and just say, we can't be stopped at home.
Mike, if they go 8, they should fire Hunter. That's where I'm at. Like, maybe we were wrong about the AD, man.
Yep, no doubt. All right, how about this one, Shane? What a name, too. Shout out, Cousin Popeye's Knuckles. Official cousin here. Don't lose hope, Sooners. Michael Hawkins is better than the haters think. Hey, Mike and Shane, what do y'all think about Jaron Kinnick's Mortal Kombat drop kick the other day against Auburn? Bobby Boucher ain't got nothing on our boy.
Yeah, first off on the kick, I'm glad that he did it, you know, but I think we're coming to a point we probably shouldn't do that anymore. Like, it's like getting posterized in basketball, you know. It's you just don't get up there anymore. You just let the kid have the dunk. But I don't see too many successful jumps since what's his name? Georgia did it against Oregon, you know. Of course he's like 10 foot tall, but as far as the quarterback, he's a lightning in a bottle. And you know, now he's got a little time under. He's not forced out there this week, especially after the bye week, it wouldn't be surprised if against Kent State, he doesn't come out and everybody just feel a lot better about that Texas matchup. I don't think that's crazy talk there.
Hey, this may be crazy, Shane. Shout out Razor Bass. If Arkansas goes 8-4, I'll eat one of my tires off the Jeep.
You're crazy. Razor Bass, you know, somebody screenshot this right now. And we'll track Razor Bass down.
And then we got another one, Shane. I mean, these hogs. Let's see if they come through. Shout out Thor Hog. We got a question from him coming up. If my hogs go 8-4, I'll do half a man.
Damn. Come on. That wasn't me. Hell no. I think
8-4?
No.
With this schedule?
No, stop. I'm not doing half marathons anymore. I owe miles for Pavia, you know? So
I don't think you're going to have to be doing it.
Yeah. That's what I should do is after every Vanderbilt win, just go get the mile out of the way, you know? Yeah. Maybe say some positive words about Vanderbilt in my stroll.
Hey, shout out Cousin Thorhog. I told you we're going to get to his question here. What are your top 5? We just saved Sam Pittman's job.
Yeah.
What are your top 5 head coach candidates for Arkansas?
I like John Summerall. I like, it's a splashy hire with John Gruden. I wouldn't rule that out. The guy wants to get in it, and You talk about catching lightning in a bottle. That would be exciting, at least. They haven't had that much excitement in Arkansas since they hired their basketball coach.
Yeah. How about Golish? I love that offense up there.
I mean, how can you not look at the success that Tennessee's having under Josh Heupel and say, hey,
even Jeff Lebby?
Give him the sources and see what happens. I mean, that's what, at deep down inside, we want a great coach, right? But, I mean, you can go out here and get some of these guys that could scheme up a good defense and, you know, win every game 24-17, you know, or you can get a guy that comes in here and he's going to score 49, 50 points and sell tickets. And I think at the end of the day, that's what you want. So fans want offense, boosters want offense. So give me some Golish. I think that would be a great hire.
Yeah. Another one that has been rumored, long rumored, Rhett Lashley,
mm-hmm.
former Auburn offensive coordinator. He's the head coach at SMU. He got them to the playoff.
Yeah.
I think he would be a strong candidate. So Summerall, Lashley, Golish.
Old Cigarette, what's his name up there in Indiana? I don't know if he'd come down. He's got it made up there. Yeah, he's got it made up there. Yankee bastard.
Don't want him.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the guy off. You remember Grumpier Old Men? No. I'm sorry. He reminds me of the character that plays in The Great Outdoors that Aykroyd did. You know, just kind of annoying on the phone. You remember he owed money and stuff. That's kind of who he reminds me of.
Mm. Hey, I don't recommend this. I never recommend this. I want to hire a guy that's got head coaching experience.
Yeah.
But would you consider Missouri offensive coordinator Kirby Moore? He's been the catalyst for Missouri's turnaround. Bring him to Arkansas. Get that bad blood going again with Missouri and Arkansas.
I don't hate the coordinator route, but I just don't think you can get that past the fans. Like, if you're going to go through all of this and fire a coach, I mean, do you want to – I mean, that's a gamble. It's always a gamble taking coordinators, you know? I like somebody with a little more experience.
Yeah. Here's two that fit that bill then, Shane.
Yeah.
Odom, Barry Odom.
Yeah.
Didn't work out at Missouri. They weren't awful, but they weren't great.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I thought, fantastic as the Arkansas defensive coordinator. Now he's at – he was at UNLV. Now I think he's at Purdue. Mm-hmm. He's got a ton of experience. And how about ultimate wild card? I think this guy's a great coach. Should have never fired him. Dan Mullen.
How far do you have to go before you're like, you know, maybe we were wrong about Jimbo Fisher. We do this. Like, we're firing. He's the worst coach ever. And then he's like 2-3 years away. But he did win a national championship.
Yeah. Now, here, I don't like this comment from Jason. Odom couldn't get the offensive coordinator right. I don't, you know some of the offensive coordinators this guy's hired, Shane?
Tell me.
Josh Heupel, you ever heard of him?
Heard of him. Good
come
guy.
On, come yeah. on now. Bobby Petrino, ever heard of him?
Yeah.
And then A&M stole him immediately after. He hired the guy that runs, I think, Sacramento State now. They're fun and gun offense. I mean,
yeah.
Odom is outstanding at hire coordinators.
Who hired Derek Dooley?
Well, same guy. But hey, everybody misses, right? Everybody misses. You're not going to get 100%.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's move on. I wish you didn't ask that. Cousin Too Tall, Paul, an official cousin. Shout out. Mike, LSU might have 3 weeks, but we've had a month. Beat the hell out of LSU. What needs to happen for Ole Miss to beat LSU? 300 passing yards or 200 rushing yards? So I think that's the question there. What dominant via the air or the ground? What's the path for Ole Miss to get a win here?
I think passing, because that's something that Coach Kelly was asked about, is slowing the clock down. And Coach Kelly took offense to it. You know, it's like, hey, we got dudes, we got receivers, we got a good quarterback, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what it sounded like. Like it was a challenge and somebody just threw it down. And I feel like that's exactly what Lane Kiffin would want. Lane Kiffin wants a shootout. And because I think if it gets to that point, I'm going to take Ole Miss. But if it's a ground and pound game, you know, even if you got 200 yards rushing, you're probably going to win the thing. But I believe the game would be closer if that was the case.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I missed this one too. LSU was already hammered. Wood giving old
man. Yeah.
All right. How about this one, Shane? Cousin Mahomes, man. I wonder if this is his wife. Official cousin. Do y'all think DJ Lagway should be benched?
No, I don't think so. Billy was asked, and the only reason I say that, do I think he should be? Yeah, I think if you throw five interceptions, we should at least entertain the idea, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that should definitely be on the table. But I don't believe that you start without DJ Lagway. Billy was asked about this, and it was almost offensive. Like, he was offended that anybody would even float this idea out there because all the experience he has. But, you know, the question was about elevator reps for the backups. And I wouldn't be opposed for, you know, maybe a drive or something just to kind of, you know, just let them sit there and chill for a minute. Because sometimes when you're trying to get, it's like golfing, Mike. You have a bad shot off the driving, if you tee box, you know. The smart move is to get it back in the fairway, chip it back in the fairway. But you're like, you know, if I take a 6-iron and I go through these damn trees, like, you could split, like, what are you doing, you know? And I feel like sometimes that's what happens with these emotional quarterbacks. They throw a pick, they're trying to get it back, you know? Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be bad to let him sit on the sideline a little bit and kind of think about what he just did.
Yeah, and I mean, it's obvious by watching him. He's just not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's rust. I don't know if it's injuries. Hell, I think he's got multiple injuries.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Honestly, I think I probably would sit him. I think I would. But I don't know for how long.
No,
I don't know how he gets any better if he sits, though. I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22, you know?
And some quarterbacks, the flip side of that, are emotional creatures. And they if it gets in between their ears that they may get yanked at any time, they may play scared. And, I mean, well, Billy done told you.
Right, but the last two games, he had five picks in one. And then he threw for 60 yards in the other. I mean, I think he's justified in sitting him.
The only thing I would argue is that LSU and Miami in particular are two of the best defenses I've seen this year, you know? So even though the schedule is tough moving forward, I don't think they're going to be playing that style defense move. You know, there may be opportunities for DJ to kind of have a bounce back, if you will.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about this one, Shane, from cousin Leocho? I'm sure I butchered that. Sorry, Leocho. Your official cousin. Can any SEC team go 12-0 this year?
First off, Jet Jones says, my old lady is an emotional creature. 12-0. I think Georgia Bulldogs. I think that's the easy answer there.
Do you think they can do it, though?
If I had to,
I would lean no.
If I had to put money on it, if I had to put money on one team doing it, definitely the Georgia Bulldogs. But are they going to? I would say 70% chance.
I mean, already we've seen Auburn and Mississippi State are significantly better than we thought, or than I thought. You were there with Auburn the whole time, but I'm just saying those are not layups on the road. Texas. Yeah. Texas is going to be out for blood. Maybe by then, Arch has got to figure it out.
Dude, they could lose this week, you know?
right. So,
who would you have? I mean, if you had to pick one team going 12-0 and it wasn't Georgia Bulldogs, who would it be? Ole Miss? Oh, shit, Mike.
Walk your ass, Dan. Walk your ass to Neyland Stadium when Vanderbilt goes 12-0.
I'd say give me Ole Miss's. Nah, shit. Give me LSU.
They don't have to play Georgia.
Yeah, no.
Vanderbilt doesn't. LSU going 12-0. They can't win at Bryant-Denny. They can't win at Oklahoma.
Yeah, they can't win.
They can't win at Vanderbilt.
They can't win in week one, you know. They can't beat Clemson. So
yeah, but we found out Clemson's garbage team.
They broke them. They broke them. Nobody said that.
They were already broke.
Dabo
crying. We knew they were broke. All right, shout out Cousin Sven, official cousins. They always get your questions answered. Name, please, the three best secondaries in the SEC and the three most explosive offenses.
What was the first part?
Best secondaries.
Secondaries. LSU.
That's tough, isn't it?
I'll give it to LSU right now. And then I would say three most explosive offense. I'd say Tennessee, probably Missouri, and I would say Oklahoma, but they're kind of off the board right
there.
Now. Okay.
How about Vanderbilt?
No.
Yeah, see, I don't think you really watch Vanderbilt too closely here, brothers.
They're fun.
Diego Pavia leads the conference in yards per pass attempt.
Yeah, but
I mean, they're bombing on people.
Yeah.
They just scored 70 points, Shane. I know it was a garbage team, but they scored 70 points. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're in consideration. Ole Miss. Ole Miss got to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think he wants us to say Mississippi State for both.
Oh, well, man, I would say Mississippi State's not far. They're there. They're not quite in that grouping yet, but they're close.
And then you really miss the mark here, because it's easy to dismiss them because they're 2-2.
Arkansas. I would have said Arkansas if it weren't for last week. I mean, because you gotta admit,
it's not the offense's fault. The defense can't stop anybody.
Well, Taylen Green made some bad plays. You know, he showed he was kind of human in that football game. So, and the running backs, you know, we got the fumble, and I don't know. I feel like they're close. They're kind of in that same boat, Mississippi State, right now for me.
Okay. How about Cousin Garrett Newell? He's an official cousin, Jane. If each SEC program was a fast food chain, who's Chick-fil-A and who's Waffle House at 3 a.m.?
You go first.
I was going to leave you the food questions. The finest Chick-fil-A, probably Georgia, don't you think? That's like the high end, don't you think, for fast food?
Yeah, fast food, I'd say Georgia. Yeah, I'm good with that one.
And I feel I could be totally off on this, but I feel like Chick-fil-A was founded in Georgia. Does that sound right?
Well, it was all over the place when we were down there in Atlanta, so I'm assuming it's around. Yeah, I think it was a mall. I'm acting like I don't know the history of Chick-fil-A.
Is it Georgia?
Yeah, it was in Georgia. It was like in a mall it started out originally, and then it, of course, branched out. Now, I will say, as far as Waffle House, see, that's a tough question because Waffle House, that's not bad, you know, but
get
it gets
good responses here.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah, but Waffle House gets the job done. South Carolina's not getting the job done right now. Does that make sense?
Well, I think of it more as, again, you never know what you're going to get. 3 a.m., right? So there's going to be fights. There's going to be food.
Oh, well.
There's going to be insanity. Food-wise, you know what you're getting. It's going to be a solid
meal. I
say
Florida. Coaches fighting on the sideline, you know. That would fit the mold there, you know, spitting on each other. That seems like a 3 a.m. Waffle House move, you know.
Yeah, shout out Cotton. That's what he said. Florida's Waffle House spitting, throwing cheese.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, now that you mentioned it, they're definitely a Waffle House.
And Razor Bass says Chick-fil-A employees don't get reckless driving tickets, but I feel like Waffle House employees. Kentucky is Hardee's. That's a good one. Texas is Whataburger.
Yeah, Texas Whataburger. I can get that.
Mizzou, Huddle House.
Tennessee Pals. Yeah.
All right, LSU's Popeyes. Who's Crystals?
Crystals. Oh, man. Give me Mississippi State Crystals right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, give it to give it to Oklahoma with 10 sacks, you know?
All right, I love this one, Shane, from Clinton Thomas. Who's been the most surprising breakout player in the SEC so far? And he says, I think it's Ahmad Hardee.
Yeah, but we kind of teed that one up coming in the season.
Yeah, we called that one.
Yeah, Clinton. Breakout, Brazel would be up there.
Ooh.
I didn't expect huge numbers from him. Maybe Craver. I mean, we put a lot of I did anyway on KC. I thought he'd be, which he's still doing fantastic, but Mario, Super Mario, just out of this damn world right now. So I'd put him on the list.
I think Clinton got the right team, but the wrong player. Perbula. No idea he was going to be this good. I would throw him out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Mateer, we suspected he's going to be this good. So
right.
I'm not counting that. Here's another one, Trinidad.
Yeah, that's definitely one. I mean,
we saw that coming, you know?
That one would, that's the ultimate one, right? Backup quarterback. Nobody saw that. So,
and I would throw this man in there too, Shane. I didn't have much respect for him. I apologize. Joey Aguilar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one too. I mean, nobody.
Don't act like you do it.
I tried to tell you from week one. No, you're definitely right there.
I think Shane watched that Clemson game said, I'm not talking about him anymore.
Now, is there any opposites? Like Arch Manning?
Oh, yeah. DJ, Arch.
Like top three disappointments so far? What about, I'll say this. We wanted a free soul and then I keep seeing this whiffed block, and I'm like, damn, if he wasn't able to suit up, maybe we'd have to run him back in there and could block him, you know?
That's true. All right, how about this one, Shane? I like this question. Final one before we get to Trey's question here. A little bit shorter. Scott M., right mm-hmm. now, who would you pick if we could redo our preseason predictions?
Yeah.
We're not preseason, but just, you know, a month in. Who do you think meets in the SEC championship?
Oh, right now, I think I'm going to have the Georgia Bulldogs facing off with, right now, give me Ole Miss.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, obviously, they're going to meet here, but after LSU and the Georgia game, and we don't know if Mateer will be back now, I like that back half of the schedule with Ole Miss Rebels, so yeah, give me a Georgia Ole Miss repeat.
What if Mateer is back? I think he'll be back by that game.
Yeah, but how much damage was done prior to, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you – I don't know. I just – Oklahoma's schedule back half. Tennessee, Bama, Mizzou, LSU. There's so many more landmines out there than Ole Miss has to deal with. So I'm just looking at a path of less resistance, if you will.
I can't believe you didn't go here, Shane. Georgia, yeah. Makes mm-hmm. sense. They've earned that. Give me Mizzou. I mean,
I just wanted you to say something positive about them boys.
I mean, they could beat Bama, right?
Yeah.
They could beat Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can't beat Vanderbilt. But they could beat A&M. They could beat Oklahoma. You know, they don't have to go win all these.
Yeah.
Gotta win most of them, though. One loss here. Hell, out of those final six, I mean, or final eight, I think they could win seven of them.
Yeah. What about, I mean, just throwing this out there, what about Alabama?
Yeah.
I mean,
they win on Saturday.
They haven't got an SEC loss yet. Still in the mix.
What about, I'm surprised you haven't gone here yet either. Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't want to just always
Georgia,
say Tennessee.
Repeat? Run it back?
That's right. In Atlanta, their backyard. They can't win games in Atlanta, right? Isn't that the rules? So.
All right. Shout out, cousin Trey Tucker. How many bottles of Tennessee Legend will it take me to get to make the pain stop from last weekend after his hog, Shane, lost to Memphis?
Ooh. Just one good one. That will help. Trust me. This sneaks up to you. I mean, it's like a rattlesnake. You don't – well, I guess that's a terrible example. Like a copperhead.
It's not going to kill you.
Yeah, that's just one bottle would get the job done.
Okay. And then now we get into his fantastic food questions.
Shane. Yeah. All right.
Bratwurst or chili cheese dog?
Give me a brat. Big brat there. Yeah.
I feel like, am I grilled wrong, onions, or is chili cheese dog kind of overrated? I mean, it really depends on the chili. I've had yeah. some I feel like the last couple I've had, I'm like, this isn't even that good.
To be honest with you, chili cheese dog for me is something you eat at home, you know, because it's going to be messy. It's going to be all over the place. And like for you to really enjoy a chili dog, you got to put some chili on it, you know. But if you're out somewhere, you don't want that much chili because you're trying to keep it from going off the hot dog, you know. So for me, I give me a brat.
Yeah, I think that's an easy answer for me. Mm-hmm. With a beer. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat that.
Like I said, grilled onions on top.
Ooh. Chicago dog or New York hot dog?
Hell, I don't know. I haven't been either one of them. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
I think the New York one are kind of skinny. Let's see. I honestly don't know.
What is a New York dog?
I don't know what a Chicago dog is.
I don't either.
I'm looking it up. The Chicago one looks like a damn... you won't like it. New York is your answer. I'll tell you that.
Okay. You got a picture? Let me see it.
I mean, it's...
Can you...
Go. It's... Yeah. I mean, it's pretty awful here. Hold on. Da-da-da-da. Share the screen. And here's a Chicago dog. That doesn't look good, does it?
No. Is that tomatoes? No. Hell no.
Looks like a weird sandwich.
It looks fake. It looks like a hoagie. All right, what's the New York one?
It's more traditional.
Yeah, I do the... That looks like a little sauerkraut. I can get behind that. Yeah, give me New York.
Okay, put the screen down, Papo. Okay. Sonic Footlong or Nathan's Dog with Mustard and Ketchup?
Huh. I like Sonic. They get a bad rap with the conies and stuff, but I think that's fantastic, and in a pinch, you'll get the job done. I like Nathan's too, though, but I would, if I have to pick one, I'll go Sonic.
Okay. We're not making you pick one now.
I feels like it's the last one I can choose. Yeah, I'll take the...
Corn dog or pretzel dog?
Never had a pretzel dog, so I'll go corn dog.
Ooh.
You had a Listen, I think the pretzel was a fad, right?
Really?
It just came out of nowhere, and people are like, oh, my God, it's the best hamburger ever. It's on a pretzel. It's like, dude, what are we doing? No, this ain't it.
I don't think you've had a good one.
Good pretzel? I've had great pretzels.
No, pretzel bun, if that's your reaction to it, because I'll choose a pretzel bun every time over a regular one.
No.
For the rest of my life. Wait, and you don't like mustard, like fancy mustard, do you?
I love fancy mustard. That's, I told you.
Did you do it with the pretzel bun?
No.
See, you're not even doing it right.
It's a pretzel bun. It's like, I don't eat a hamburger to enjoy the bread, you know? Give me like a good, like a brioche. Is that how you say that?
What do you eat it for?
The burger. It's the meat.
It's like you're complimenting the whole dish. You don't just.
Yeah, but if you walk away saying, oh my God, the bread was fantastic, then. Then what were you eating? You eating bread or you eating a hot dog? So or a hamburger?
Both.
No. I think you're overthinking this. This is what happens when you're in Nashville too long, Mike. They convince you. They're brainwashing you right now to think that this is good. It's not. It's just a way to upcharge you.
Yeah. You're fired, Shane. And then Jet Joe says, I prefer working man's mustard. All right, final one here, Shane.
Yeah.
How many, well, I would imagine it's going to be a high number since you went with the corn dog. How many corn dogs could you eat?
In a sitting? I don't know. 10? If I put my mind to it?
10?
I think I could do 10.
Probably depends on how many beers, right?
Yeah, I think 10's a very good number, don't you think? I don't think that's too much.
Stringer, did Mike just tell Shane he ain't eating right?
Yeah.
Old Mason, do we confirm Shane as the food tester at Dollywood is his day?
Seriously. If I'm asking for shampoo advice, I go to Mike. If you're asking for food advice, you come to this guy.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Anything else, buddy? Oh, here we go. Too tall. Shane, Mamaw's biscuits and gravy or Mamaw's bacon and eggs?
You know, honestly, my Mamaw was not big on that. My mamaw's a Yankee, and she made mamaw eggs is what it was called. But what do you call, what is the like proper word for that, Mike?
You talking about the dippy eggs?
Yeah,
or
yeah, that dipping stuff. So she had like a little thing that would hold the eggs, and then you know you just get like pieces of toast and you dip down in it. Man, we wore them damn things out.
How about I
guess it's dipping eggs. I don't know what you'd call. And then she'd make pancakes. So it's basically we were choosing every morning we got up. It was like a restaurant, you know. We'd say, "Did you want this or this?" And we usually either ate pancakes and bacon, or we had the dipping eggs.
Yeah, and I'll share this. Hopefully, I don't think you'll get upset because it's a true story. But Shane and his brother.
Yeah,
we go over to Mamaw's house, and it'd be late at night. And Mamaw and Papaw, they slept in different rooms when they got older. They were right next to each other.
Yeah.
And Shane and his brother would go up there late at night and just, because you didn't want to wake up Papaw. Oh, he'd give you hell if you woke his ass up. So they would creep up there as slow as could be and rattle on her door. Mamaw, will you cut us some, what was it, cheese and salsa?
She always had cheese and salami and all that stuff. And there's basically, we were eating charcuterie before it was popular, you know? So yeah, she'd help us out there. Of course, we got older. We were able to start doing it ourselves.
Yeah. They were little kids when they were doing this, I should say, but hey, shout out to Cody. He says, "Damn, I'm hungry now. And I just ate."
But I tell you, Mamaw could cook. She'd make that scalloped potato and ham dish. That was phenomenal. The only thing I didn't like was those stuffed peppers. Oh my God. That was,
I love those.
Yeah, I know. But Liquid I didn't.
Says charcuterie word of the day.
True story. So we were going over to Asheville and, somebody had mentioned this place. We should get this charcuterie board. So I knew I was going to butcher it, right? So I looked up the word, and then I went to a YouTube video, and I listened to him say it like 10 times, you know, like charcuterie, charcuterie. So I was practicing, and then he comes over, and he's like, "Oh, I have the charcuterie board." And that's where I had that fancy mustard at. Ooh. Asheville's a good place. I mean, if you like food, I mean, it's kind of a wild area these days, but it's as far as food, it's fantastic.
I don't know if I've ever been up there, to be honest with you.
God, them little hippies can cook now.
Well, I think it's a perfect note to go out on, Shane.
Yeah.
Anything else before we hop off here?
No, if you missed it, SEC Hangover's on this morning. Pretty good show, I think. That's what I've been told. So be sure to check that out. At least jump over and give it a thumbs up before you get off here. But appreciate everybody hanging out with us today. Thank you, especially those cousins that asked the questions. Those are awesome. And JP, with today's shout-out, thank you, JP, for jumping on. Steven Up, Cousin Lou, Austin Wayne, JD, 31, Too Tall Paul, Stringer Films. Thank you all for being legends today. And thank you, JP. For putting the list together.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Make our predictions.
Yeah.
Same time as always, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central for this epic weekend of SEC action. I'll be on around lunchtime to do the updated SEC quarterback power rankings. And be on the lookout Friday. Should be dropping 2 interviews. Keep the channel absolutely loaded, locked in, heading into game day. Cannot wait. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.